This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. And today I'm coming at you from my car with reflections from the gym. If you've been listening for a while now, you know that I am a highly kinesthetic person, which means I process the world through my emotions and through movement. And quite often being at the gym will give me a lot of insights and perspectives that I need in order to move through my day. And I wanted to share this with you today because I know that it is something that I have been working on for years and that many of my clients struggle with. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you're like many of the women that I work with, and that is overwhelm and feeling like we've got too much to do, not enough time, feeling, you know, stressed out, anxious. Maybe you can relate to all of these things. Now, I'm not sure when I'm pushing publish on this particular episode, because what I have made a commitment to for myself this year is really hitting record anytime something is coming through me, not with the intention of publishing it right away, but just giving myself full permission to talk about stuff when it comes through. But I think this message is going to be relevant at any point in time. So as of today, I'm about 11 and a half weeks out of my WBFF stage debut. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, I used to compete in fitness and figure. This would be similar to, you know, bodybuilder, but obviously I'm not a dude. This is for women. So I'm going back on stage on April 4th, and this requires a tremendous amount of commitment and discipline. But honestly, I love it. I've been training my entire life. The last time I competed was 12 years ago. And I'm feeling really good about the flow that it's brought back into my world, because how we do one thing is how we do all things. And by getting really grounded in my commitment and discipline in the gym, it really spills over into how I show up in my business. And I will look at speaking to that more in another episode. I really didn't realize how much my training was going to impact my business, to be quite honest. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal, and it's proven to be a really profound on my business. But today I want to specifically talk about overwhelm, because I am a very big proponent of doing less better. So thinking that we can do more and juggle all the balls and still feel good is a little bit crazy pants. So number one, you have to get really clear on the things that you are going to be committed to. And where I see people fail so often, it's in particular with my clients, and this was me for years, is we overcommit, we overextend ourselves. And the irony is we actually believe we should be able to do everything. And you may be being very hard on yourself that you can't get everything done, because you're looking around at other people thinking, well, they're getting everything done. And let me tell you, working with women behind the scenes for years and years and years, they're not. We need to really put down this, we should be able to do it all, you know, and look good doing it and have our, you know, shit together, so to speak. So in 2020, in 2019, I really committed to doing less better. And in 2020, I'm even more committed to that, because my training is taking up a significant amount of my time. My clients are obviously a priority. My family is obviously a priority. So just right there, those are three huge energy and time commitments that I've made. So I really don't have room for anything else on my plate. And within each of those commitments, there are things that I am responsible for that I have to stay in integrity with. So when my coach gives me my daily plan for my training, I am responsible for executing it. Now, I can skip pieces, I cannot do what she says, but why would I commit to doing something and then only put half of my ass on the horse? So it's not about getting everything perfectly. Some days I have more intensity in the gym than others, but if I'm going to be fully committed to it, I'm going to follow through. So this is requiring me to be adaptable and flexible with my schedule, because the closer I get to going on stage, the more that needs to be done, meaning that the time that it takes me to get everything done increases. So between my food prep in the kitchen, the cardio that I need to be getting done, because like it or not, when you are a woman over 40, if you are truly looking for, you know, stage level physique, you have to do cardio. Thinking you can't do cardio, you're not going to get from point A to point B. And that's just, you know, it's time. I'm watching a lot of Game of Thrones, which I'm enjoying and is also slightly terrifying when something happens and I'm on the treadmill. I've literally squealed. People have looked at me because I was not expecting what happened. Anyways, I digress. So this morning I woke up. I knew I needed to get into the gym, get a significant amount of cardio done, and get my weights done. But there was no way I was going to get everything done and get back home and have my breakfast and get ready for my clients and my full day. So I've had to split my day. I'm sharing this with you because overwhelm is a choice. Overwhelm is a choice, and I want you to understand that. I could be sitting here really having a freak out about all the things that I need to do and how am I going to fit this in and how am I going to get it done. But the way I'm going to conquer and move through everything I need to move through is by staying very present to what's in front of me right now today. What's now and what's next. Not what's next week. Not all the things I have on my plate for, you know, the next 11 weeks, but what's here today that I can take responsibility for and just put my head down and get it done. There's a saying, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So one of the biggest mindset pieces that I'm sinking into right now is anytime I start to feel any bite of anxiety, any bite of overwhelm, is really taking a step back, taking a breath, and reminding myself that I can only do this one step at a time, one bite at a time, one moment at a time, one activity at a time. So, my dear listener, I want you to take a step back today and I want you to look at where you're getting caught in overwhelm and anxiety in your life and where you need to take responsibility for moving things off your plate. Where do you need to say no? And how can you bring yourself back to this present moment and say, okay, wait a minute, I don't need to do all these things right now, but what is the one thing that I need to do so I can take that next step? So, hopefully this is supportive of where you're at. Hopefully this resonates with you. I'm sending you all my love and all my support as you unravel what it means to truly be a high-achieving, ambitious woman. We can do a lot of amazing things, but we have to give ourselves a lot of grace in the process, and we have to learn how to do things in a very different way. And it all comes back to you controlling and being mindful of the thoughts you're thinking. And I am not available for overwhelm and anxiety. They do not help me. They will not help me move towards my goals. So I have to be 100% responsible for saying, okay, I acknowledge that this is what I'm feeling. I'm starting to feel a little bit of overwhelm and anxiety. Okay, what do I need to do in this moment? What do I need to focus on? Take a breath. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm always reminding myself that I have all the time I need to get the important things in my life done. The things that are important to me, I'm always going to have the time for, or I will find the time for. But it requires a lot of ruthless decluttering and saying no. So I hope this little mini episode serves you well. If it does, please, by all means, share, drop into my IG inbox, or send me an email, Lisa at Lisa Carpenter. And if you are feeling overwhelmed about losing weight, or how you're feeling in your body, or just your life in general, I want you to go over, before you do anything else, to lisacarpenter.ca/WFW waitlist. We are opening the doors for Weight Loss From Within very, very soon, if they aren't already open. And I would love to see you in that class, because we are going to break down all the thoughts that are running your life, all the beliefs that are running your life, and many of them are the very things that are sinking you into overwhelm. So don't miss this opportunity to spend 30 days with me in this live transformational group coaching program. I guarantee you will not be the same woman at the end of 30 days that you are going into it. Until next episode, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't yet left a review on iTunes, I would be so grateful and appreciative if you did. It helps other women that are just like you find this message. And I know there are so many more women out there that need to hear this message so that they can also start transforming their life. Have a fantastic day. And I will see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.